This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. These are not easy days for the Brits. The pound has been getting shellacked since the Brexit vote back in June. Britain's soon-to-be ex-European Union partners aren't giving it any love as the start of negotiations over Britain's withdrawal draws near. Those talks are expected to begin in March, by the way. So what does one do as a Brit when one is up against it? One has a cuppa, is what one does. A nice cup of tea, most of which, it turns out, is imported. Now, though, England has its own, albeit small, tea plantation, doing pretty well, too. In fact, Marketplace's Stephen Beard visited the Tregothnan plantation in the southwestern county of Cornwall.
Could this be the sound of Britain's salvation? Not heavy duty, it's true, but in a corrugated iron shed in the grounds of a stately home in Cornwall, this tea packaging contraption has, in its own small way, been boosting British exports. Machinist Alwyn Keenor.
We're up to a full production of 40 plus hours a week to maintain the orders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's full on, absolutely full on.
They've been growing tea at Tregothnan for more than a decade, a byproduct of the estate's botanic garden.
Putting some nice rare plants in this morning.
What are you putting in?
Reevesia pubescens, which is a plant from China. Very, very rare.
Staking up his latest collection of exotic plants, head gardener Neil Bennett. He says the estate's been growing camellias for more than 200 years, so there was no reason why the tea bush, Camellia sinensis, shouldn't have done well here.
Tea is actually very easy because we get the microclimates in Cornwall because of the Gulf Stream. Tea doesn't like extremes of temperature, so Cornwall's perfect.
It's not too cold?
No, all our seasons merge into one basically in Cornwall.
But it's not as warm here as in Darjeeling, for example?
Actually, they're very similar to temperatures at times.
And there's the rain. In Cornwall, it rains buckets. In a typical downpour, I went for a walk through the estate's 150 acres of tea bushes with marketing manager Bella Percy-Hughes.
They're all planted in rows so that you can get through and pluck from the top of them.
And it's plucking, not picking.
That's right, you pluck leaves off a tea bush.
And it's raining.
And it's pouring.
Good for the tea.
It's very
good.
We never complain about rainfall. No, it's very good for the tea bushes. You can see they look so happy, actually. All that lighter green is new growth.
This year, Tregothnan had a bumper harvest, well over 10 tonnes of white, green and black tea. Sales are growing too, at 30% a year. They're still modest, around $1.5 million, but the boss, Jonathan Jones, the former head gardener who hit on the idea of growing tea here, is very optimistic, especially about exports, thanks to Brexit.
Brand Britain has never been higher. Brexit has done that for us anyway. We did the Olympics, we did lots of things, but suddenly we did Brexit and everybody's talking about Britain.
Since the Brexit referendum in June, he says inquiries have flooded in from around the world. He was already selling 50% of his tea abroad, including, incredibly, to both China and India.
Yes, the leaves are great and they have to be super quality, but it's the whole British experience that they're buying into.
But as Chinese and Indian companies snap up major British manufacturing firms, isn't setting up a tea plantation a bit of a come-down? Not at all, says Jones.
The reason that tea is one of the biggest industries today in Kenya is because the Brits took it there. We took it to India. It now employs over 1 million people in India. But where it had never come before is, in fact, to the most famous tea-drinking country in the world, which is the UK. So, in fact, it was bringing tea home.
So how does it taste, England's only homegrown tea?
We're going to infuse a pot of our single estate tea. There we go.
It tasted fine, but the price per pot, that is a little hard to swallow.
£36.
£36?
Yes.
$40 to $50?
Yeah. Yes, but it's very rare, extremely delicious, and it's something that you wouldn't get every day.
And rich Indian and Chinese connoisseurs seem to be lapping it up. At Tregothnan in Cornwall, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.